Now, things that they have for children to play on, they'd have like a plank that'd be laid over a
seesaw.
Yeah, something like that. I didn't know if they call them those then.
Titter totter, seesaw.
Well, I don't know whether they're the same thing or not.
What's a
teeter totter?
Oh, that's something. Is that the same thing?
Mm-hmm. It's about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
A little difference in them.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about something that when they had a plank, they'd be anchored in the middle to a stump or something, and they children might spin.
Merry-go-round?
Yeah.
Something like that. And then those, a long rope they'd tie to a tree limb and have a seat on the bottom.
Swings.
Well, let's see, did anybody ever use coal in those days?
Yes.
They used coal?
Mm-hmm. Blacksmith did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's some that used to use it in their cook stoves, but it made...
Later days, way years ago, yeah. Nobody but the blacksmith used coal.
Mm-hmm.
But
cranes would use coal.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't, it wasn't good for the house for there's so much of that coal dust get out from your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about, this is something that people used to, you don't see them much anymore, but used to carry heavy things in. It had one wheel and two handles and they...
Wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would you repeat it for me so I can...
Wheelbarrow.
Yeah. I wanted... When you're so far away that I hope it might, I don't know if it's picking it up clearly, and I want to make sure it picks it up clearly. Type of thing you said is you use a whetstone to sharpen things, or wet rock, yeah, to do that. Well, do they have one that was, that have like a handle on it that...
Grindstone.
Oh, so that would be different. That would be something.
Yeah, the wet rock was one you held in your hand, and
mm-hmm.
you could sharpen your
yeah.
knife or
mm-hmm.
knives with that.
Mm-hmm.
And the grindstone, why, if you wanted to sharpen your axe or a blade to cut weeds,
mm-hmm.
why, you took it to the grind rock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Now, what would they have to put... what would they burn in lamps? Of course, I know they didn't have the electric kind.
Or kerosene.
Uh-huh.
And they used lots of torches back.
Oh.
Pine torches.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather used to walk from his house out to the church,
mm-hmm.
and he'd have a pine torch that he carried to
mm-hmm.
see how to walk.
Mm-hmm. Well, did they have anything that they burned coal oil in? Or?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But you didn't... You was very careful about not burning too much of that. That stuff was high as 10 cents a gallon.
Oh, it was? 10 cents a gallon, was
yeah.
And we took care of that. And we didn't have a light till we really needed one of a night. But if they had to get up before and get to work early, why, they would burn kerosene.
Well, now, is kerosene the same thing as coal oil?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know. I thought that was something different.
Well, I think that's right.
Oh, I see. Well, what about if they had a door hinge or something that was squeaky, what would they have to put on that to keep it from squeaking?
Well, a little kerosene, I guess, or a little oil of some kind,
uh-huh.
I don't
mm-hmm.
know.
It was... That's why I've wondered if they use the same
soap or something.
Same
yes,
thing.
Some do put soap on it.
Mm-hmm.
Then it don't run and get the door messy.
Oh, I was wondering about that soap. You said that you'd save your meat skins and
yes.
all.